Jim Knievel, and we finally, Knievel, we finally got the name right. We've been calling you Knievel for I don't know how long. Did you do that back in Austin, too, Knievel?
Yeah, my whole life, everybody's pronounced my last name wrong. I just kind of, after a while, you just kind of go with it.
How about the hairdo? I mean, that has been a source of some guy, kind of educational or inspirational, or is it just plain perspirational?
I think it's a little bit of everything. I know I tried a few things during college, grew the hair out, and then got some dreadlocks later. But it ended up in the fall camp this year, just became way too hot. I couldn't stand it. I was sweating way too much.
All right, but the beard has stayed.
The beard has stayed. That might have to get trimmed up, though, too. I student teach next semester, so we'll see.
Let's talk about that student teaching, then. It's education, I understand.
Yes, I'm actually a vocational rehab major. We're going into special education, hopefully at the secondary level of junior high or high school.
What got that going, Jenny?
Actually, just thinking about it, back in high school, I always volunteered in the special ed room, helping out with kids, working with them. And I came here as a hotel restaurant major, but halfway through my first year, I really felt like that was really my passion.
We usually talk football first, but let's keep talking about why Stout here. I understand both folks came here.
Yeah, both my folks came here. When it started out, I had about three schools to choose from, and it got down to one of the last few days of deciding where to go to college, and I decided to try Stout out.
Well, you talk about hotel and restaurant management. You haven't got too many choices in that regard as far as a major is concerned, or voc rehab, or special ed. But Stout for football, or was football even in the picture?
Actually, for Stout, it was interesting because football really wasn't in the picture for Stout. But after I decided to come here, I got talking to Coach Bird, and he kind of got me in, and I came in a few days in the summer and just kind of slowly worked my way onto the football team.
Yeah, you weren't really recruited for football then.
Not here, no.
Okay.
Not at Stout.
Just for some, you're being a senior here, can you divulge where else you may have thought of going?
Actually, other place I was thinking about going is Wartburg College down in Iowa.
You made a good choice.
That's where my brother went, and Carleton College in Minnesota.
Whoa, now that would have been an educational challenge big time.
Yes, it definitely would have been an educational challenge, but it just, thinking about all that, I thought Stout gave me the best realistic career choice path-wise.
And really, when you talk about vocational rehabilitation and working with kids, that is a educational challenge number one.
That's definitely right, and the best part about it is I'm at the best institution, I would say, in the country for vocational rehab in UW-Stout.
All right, now let's talk a little football, because that's what we're talking about here this afternoon at Platteville. Offensive line, has it always been offensive, and you always been about 250 to 280, or tell me about the size of this Knievel kid.
I actually came in at Stout, went around 285, 290. My first few years, I was around that weight, and then starting in my fourth year here, I decided, in the summer before that, I really decided to dedicate work on the trimming the fat and gaining the muscle, so I got down a little bit too much last year. I was down in the 255 range, but this year I've kind of leveled it out to be at a good playing weight around 265.
And it's always been the offensive line.
Yes, definitely always offensive line here. Before in high school, I did a little bit of both ways, and I also was the place kicker, so.
You redshirted your first year here. You played with these guys. There's a good number of offensive senior linemen. I mean, you guys are tight.
Yes, definitely. It's been really nice to see that we've had a big, hard, solid core of guys that go through the system. You learn how to work well with each other and play as a whole unit.
And he'll finish in his fifth year after redshirting. Knievel, it's been fun to, Knievel, it's been fun to be around you, fella, as far as this offensive line is concerned. Congratulations on a heck of a career here, and good luck in the future.
Thank you very much.
Super.